Episode number 1595 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lily Woods. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about anatomy. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Abstract anatomy is knowledge about the structures of animals and humans' bodies. Anatomy is the branch of science that studies organs, bones, structures, and cells found in animals and humans. Anatomy is the study of a particular biological branch in science, which deals with the structure and identification of the bodies of living things and their various parts. Anatomy and physiology, which respectively study the structure and function of organisms and their parts, form a natural pairing of related disciplines, often studied together. Systemic anatomy covers anatomy in a more physiological light, studying structures which collectively perform the functions of a body. Unlike its earlier counterpart, the systems approach breaks down study into areas addressing specific functions, not locations or closeness. Anatome, dissection, is the branch of biology concerned with studying the structures of organisms and their parts. Derived from Greek anatome, anatome, dissection, anatomy is the scientific study of the structures of organisms, including their systems, organs, and tissues. The term anatomy comes from ancient Greek, meaning to dissect, or dissect into, and involves the study of the structures of a human body. The history of anatomy is marked by the gradual appreciation of the functions of organs and structures in the human body. Over time, ancient Greek anatomy and physiology expanded with an ever-increasing appreciation for the functions of the organs and structures in the body. As this branch of medicine continued through the time, it developed a particular way to name specific objects and areas within the organism's body. Around the same time, the use of X-ray diffraction for studying the structures of the many types of molecules found in living things gave rise to the new subspecialty of molecular anatomy. Microanatomy, the newly applied magnification glasses and compound microscopes in the biological studies in the latter part of the 17th century, were the most significant factors in the later development of the field of anatomical studies. Anatomical structures showed evidence of the primitive human beings having relatively extensive knowledge about the anatomical structures of the human body, although drawings of the things seen were simple. Models were also made of whole bodies or specific parts of bodies in order to aid others in understanding the anatomy. Dyeing makes learning the anatomy of a tiny body part easier. Simply stated, anatomical planes in a human body are imaginary lines running across a body, giving us a few points of reference while we are learning about anatomy. The phrase anatomy of the body is usually used when discussing humans and the parts of a person's body, and includes all living things. The human body is also composed of physiologic systems spanning many regions, which are composed of a variety of anatomical structures. Systematic anatomy, the second subfield of human anatomy, divides the body into discrete organ systems which function together toward a common purpose or function. There is a related science called physiology, which helps us to understand the functions of the various parts of the body, but understanding anatomy is necessary to understand physiology. An understanding of anatomy is critical for practicing medicine and other areas of healthcare. If you are studying biology, medicine, veterinary medicine, nursing, midwifery, physical therapy, or any number of other health-related fields, anatomy is something that will be taught. Generally, students in some biosciences, physician's assistants, prosthetists, and orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, occupational therapists, nurses, podiatrists, and medical students learn gross and microscopic anatomy through anatomical models, skeletons, textbooks, drawings, photographs, lectures, and tutorials, and, furthermore, medical students usually learn gross anatomy by gaining hands-on experience with dissections of dead bodies. Medical and dental students also conduct dissections as part of their hands-on activities while they are studying. Then, a diagnosis and treatment method is integrated with your anatomy knowledge, putting your whole case in context and helping you to understand the importance of various anatomical structures encountered in daily practice. In training, you will gain basic knowledge as well as details of each anatomical structure. If you move to honors, in year 3, you explore anatomy by performing dissections of human bodies, to fully understand the body, including its 3D interrelationships. Anatomy is divided into two subsections, gross or macroscopic anatomy and microanatomy. Gross anatomy is the study of the parts of the body that are visible to the naked eye, such as the heart or bones. Anatomy is the identification and description of the structures of living things. The study of developmental anatomy is the careful observation of the ways in which an organism's body will change throughout life. Surface anatomy looks at the exterior of the body's shape, and what it does in order to enable the body to function, all the while protecting the structures within. In 1998, this work was superseded by Terminologia Anatomica, which recognized approximately 7,500 terms that described macroscopic structures in the anatomy of humans, and is considered to be the international standard for the nomenclature of the anatomy of humans. Anatomists commonly divide the body into 10 major systems in order to help describe what the various parts of the body do. Figure 2. Anatomy is frequently studied and taught using skeletons, models of blood vessels, and organs, which helps students learn about the body and its functions. The fields of cytology, which is the study of cells, and histology, which is the study of tissue organization from a cellular level upward, both emerged in the 19th century, with data and techniques of microscopic anatomy being a foundation for the field of cytology. William Harvey also discovered that the Galenic anatomy used by many universities was based on the anatomy of animals, not human body systems.
Episode 1595 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lily Woods. Adios.